Gambling, watching movies, sleeping on the job. The FAA is looking into some air traffic controllers at a New York tower.
Joining us live now, Alan Levin, the FAA reporter for Bloomberg News. Alan, fill us in on exactly what was going on and who blew the whistle on these activities.
Well, the person who blew the whistle was a young man from Texas who had been transferred to this facility in New York. And what he saw there shocked him. As he describes it, the inmates were running the asylum. Managers were afraid to discipline employees. And so as a result, on the midnight shifts when the traffic was light, people would pull cots out and sleep during their breaks. And they'd take their laptops out to watch movies, surf the Internet. Some of them apparently even did online gambling.
Where exactly are we talking about? Where did this happen?
It's at a facility called the New York Center. It's out on Long Island, and it controls mostly the high-altitude traffic in New York, Pennsylvania, parts of Maryland, that area.
So several airports would be affected by the work of these controllers.
Sure. So, you know, the flights into LaGuardia would be controlled at the LaGuardia Tower, but on the way in, they would pass through this, the control of this.
Now, where were the supervisors when all of this activity was going on, and what did they do to try to stop it?
Nothing, essentially. According to this whistleblower and also to government reports that corroborated his account, management was afraid to rile up the union, and so they basically let all this slide. The FAA, when headquarters found out about this, cleaned house at the facility. So last September, they replaced the management there and brought new teams in to sort of bring order to the place.
We understand that this whistleblower then had to endure some abuse from his fellow coworkers when they got wind that he had been telling about their activities. Tell us a little bit about that, and then, of course, the effect of all of this on public safety.
He had some incidents where his tire was slashed once, and his car was keyed. In other words, the paint was scratched on several occasions. You know, the safety question is really interesting, and one I've thought a lot about. On the one hand, you know, after this whistleblower came forward, the FAA actually installed rules that allow controllers to nap on overnight shifts because they say during a break, now not while they're overseeing traffic, because they say that if napping significantly improves their attention and safety and that type of thing. On the other hand, I would say more troubling is the use of the electronic devices. The National Transportation Safety Board, which investigates accidents in the past few years, has found a troubling link between not just distracted driving, but train operators, aircraft crews, truck drivers, on and on, who are distracted from their duties by computers and smartphones, et cetera.
It is a shocking story and one that definitely deserves our attention. Thank you for your reporting on this. This is Alan Levin, FAA reporter for Bloomberg News.